Elon Musk, Alexander Vindman has committed treason and will pay. By Christina Wong on November 27, 2024. Elon Musk, co-head of President-elect Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, told Alexander Vindman, who sparked the first impeachment of Trump, that he committed treason and will pay, after Vindman accused him of being controlled by Russian President Vladimir Putin and a national security threat. Vindman smeared Musk during an interview on MSNBC on Wednesday, saying, "Clearly, Putin has a type. He likes narcissists and egomaniacs that he knows as a case officer he could easily pander to and manipulate to do his dirty work. We are under attack. Russia has been using different levers, whether that's corruption networks. In this case, it's its influencers like Donald Trump, like Elon Musk, to really kind of sow discord. And it's particularly troubling with Elon Musk in this case, because Elon Musk has access to state secrets. He has top secret security clearance. It's possible that some of that is seeping through. Putin has been very effective in playing both Trump and Elon. And he's been using the richest man in the world to do his bidding in this. In some cases, that's encouraging him probably to support Donald Trump. That's not speculation. We see how far an Elon has gone, and then using Twitter as a distance disinformation platform. So this is not some sort of far-off distant threat. This is a, it's going to impact our elections, it's a national security threat." Musk responded Wednesday, "Vindman is on the payroll of Ukrainian oligarchs and has committed treason against the United States, for which he will pay the appropriate penalty." Musk also said Vindman belongs behind bars. Vindman is a retired Army lieutenant colonel who is serving at the Pentagon but was detailed to the National Security Council, as is standard staffing practice for the agency, to staff it with detainees from the various agencies, along with his twin brother Eugene Vindman. In 2019, Vindman, a Ukrainian immigrant, had listened in on a call between then Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and then complained, along with his brother, to the NSC General Counsel that Trump had threatened to withhold Ukraine aid in exchange for dirt on Hunter Biden, who had shady business dealings in Ukraine. Vindman then worked with a CIA official to launch a whistleblower complaint to the CIA Inspector General that was then made public by Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, who then launched impeachment hearings against Trump. Trump was acquitted by the Senate. During the impeachment hearings, it came out that Vindman was offered the position of Ukrainian defense minister three times. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.